Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, supporting you through your personal injury claim. Text 660.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
I think it's going to be very tight. Of course, if you look at the teams, a number of the teams actually, of course, have been up there for a lot of the season. We've rejoined the race for that in the last 3 months. But we're really looking forward to these remaining games now. Everything counts in the games. You know, we just need to ensure we continue to be aggressive in our game and give everything that we have between now and the end of the season. So, but as you see, the points total is all very close and all very tight. But for ourselves, we just have to focus on the next game. And we know we need to continue playing and working as hard as we have been.
So Steven Gerrard is fit again and available for the final 10 Premier League games of the season for Liverpool. But Brendan Rodgers leaves the skipper on the bench for this crucial Barclays Premier League clash at Swansea City. The wider picture, Manchester United's top-class performance against Spurs yesterday means the gap to United and to the top four is now 5 points. Liverpool must beat Swansea tonight to be within a chance of moving ahead of Louis van Gaal's side when they visit Anfield next Sunday. That promises to be an absolute blockbuster. First for the Reds, though, tonight, they must deal with this Swansea City side, who are ninth in the Barclays Premier League. Liverpool make three changes from a stalemate with Blackburn Rovers in the FA Cup quarter-finals. That one goes to a replay, and the players that move out from that game, Glenn Johnson is on the bench tonight, as is Dejan Lovren and Lazar Markovic. And in comes Mamadou Sakho, not played since the cup game at Crystal Palace. Joe Allen returns to the 11, and Alberto Moreno. It means some swapping of positions. Simon Mignolet, of course, retains his place in goal, impregnable at the moment. The back three returns to that solid three of Emre Can, Martin Skrtel and Mamadou Sakho. Raheem Sterling, right-hand side of the midfield, the right wing-back, far more effective in that role. Alberto Moreno out on the left-hand side. Joe Allen and Jordan Henderson in the centre. Allen rewarded for some decent performances of late. Further forward, Philip Coutinho, Adam Lallana and Daniel Sturridge complete the 11. On the bench, Brad Jones, Glenn Johnson, Kolo Touré, Dejan Lovren, Steven Gerrard, Ricky Lambert and Lazar Markovic. Liverpool in all red tonight, and to our right-hand side, the Swansea team, Fabianski takes goal for them. The back four at Norton, Williams, Amat and Taylor. The midfield three of Cork, Key and Jonjo Shelvey, who seems to enjoy scoring against Liverpool. And then further forward, Routledge, Sigurdsson and Gomez. Thoughts of Neil Mellor, who's our commentator tonight on Radio City Sport, for this huge one from Liverpool and Swansea. Swansea in a huddle, Liverpool ready to go. What do you think, Neil?
Well, I think it's an important game this evening. Important for Liverpool to maintain the momentum. Huge game next weekend against Manchester. This one comes first. It's all about getting something from this game, maintaining the momentum, going into that game against United. Swansea, inconsistent at home. They've beaten United here, beaten Arsenal here, but beaten by Tottenham and Chelsea. This is going to be a tough game. They've had a long period between their previous game, something like 10 days or something like that. They'll be well rested from it, but we'll be well up for this game as well. We've had plenty of preparation time going into it, refreshed. Hopefully the intensity will be there right from the start.
Our referee tonight is Mr. East. He's in charge of Bolton Wanderers in the Cup. And makes quite a noise, doesn't it, this stadium. 2-2 here last season. That was quite a game. And here's Jonjo Shelvey curling a ball back to the right-hand side. Mentioned Swansea in the all-white, clean outfits. Liverpool in the rampant red. And as we watch the game, Liverpool shoot from left to right, and the Liverpool fans are behind Mignolet's goal.
The interesting thing is the fact is Raheem Sterling, he's gone a little bit more central. Adam Lallana is going to be operating as a right wing back this evening. We've seen Sterling operating as a left wing back, right wing back in previous two games. Well, he's playing more central. He'll be alongside Coutinho, in behind Daniel Sturridge. Adam Lallana out on right wing back. Said about Sterling, hasn't been quite as influential in that wing back role. Brendan Rodgers has decided to tuck him inside.
The game
picked up by Williams, who sends it back to his keeper. Fabianski makes a mistake. Dead ball line. It's Sturridge trying to cross it in, and Williams makes up for it by getting in the way of Sturridge's cross. I don't think Daniel Sturridge could quite believe what had been presented to him. The keeper made a real howler of that together with Ashley Williams, and really Swansea could have paid a big price for it.
It was careless defending, was it, from Williams? Poor back pass to him, the ball was bobbing, it was an awkward height, Fabianski didn't deal with it. It was a very tight angle for Daniel Sturridge. He had to take his touch, wait for the support, tried to deliver the ball in, deflected behind for the corner.
Philip Coutinho, Liverpool start on the front foot in this game. Coutinho's corner, right-hand side, Liverpool's number 10. Outswinger and Skirtle dives in to make himself known and his presence there inside the Swansea six-yard box, but the header goes over the crossbar. And after that first piece of dramatic playing, Neil was fighting with the TV screen to try and get it on. We broke it before it started. Couldn't get a replay of it. We'll have to do without it. Our first instincts will tell us it was a bad back pass from Williams, but actually the keeper might have thought about letting it run out of play, and he didn't.
I was looking for the replay from Skirtle's header on the corner. I think that's an area, though, we need to improve, attacking set pieces. So often we just don't look a threat when the ball comes into the area. To be fair, though, on that occasion, Martin Skirtle did go and attack the ball under a little bit of pressure from the Swansea defender, but never troubling Fabianski in the Swansea goal.
It's Sturridge with the shot outside the penalty area. And I think you could see the moment he took that shot, it was never on target. Didn't quite steady himself. Looked almost a little bit unbalanced with the way he kicked that.
Yeah, it was his weaker side, wasn't it? His right-hand side. It was good to see him having the confidence to take the shot on rather than delay it and try and get it out onto his left foot, where we've seen him do that recently in his games coming back a little bit hesitant. He was confident enough to take it with his right foot. And OK, he didn't quite get hold of it and test Fabianski. Good to see him getting into those sort of positions and certainly a threatening position.
Corner kick for Liverpool over on the left-hand side of Lucas Fabianski's goal. Best moment probably for Liverpool came in the first minute, a blunder between Williams and Fabianski, which Sturridge just couldn't quite capitalise on. They've got themselves a set piece now, which Henderson's taking. Left side of the penalty area, and plenty in there. Sacco makes a rush towards the six-yard box. Corner taken. Gomis blocks it away. Out of the penalty area it comes. Shelvey helps the ball on to Routledge. Back to Shelvey. Two against three. Shelvey looking for the pass to Gomis, who's wide on the right side. Takes on Chan. Goes round him. Into the box goes Gomis. And that's an important, decisive final tackle from Allen. Ball comes back in. Header across goal by Swansea and Key. And blocked away eventually by Jordan Henderson. And Gomis just stopped at the final minute then by a last-ditch tackle when it looked like he was going to load up a big shot on Mignolet's goal. Another cross comes in from the right side, and this time Sacco scuffs it away.
Oh, what a tackle. What a tackle it was. An important tackle as well from Joe Allen inside his own penalty area. Quick break away from Swansea. Gomis, I think he got the better of Emre Can. He was in on goal. What a tackle. Recovering tackle from Joe Allen to snuff out the chance for Swansea.
Back it comes to Mamadou Sacco. Imposing figure. Rolls it for Martin Skirtle, who's absolutely blossomed in that central role of the back three this season. Given to Skirtle down the Sterling down the right, chips it forward for Sturridge, lays it off for Lallana, edge of the penalty area, great shot but too direct, right into the midriff of the keeper Fabianski. Easy save for him.
Good link-up play there, wasn't it? Raheem Sterling's gone, swap positions with Adam Lallana, and all of a sudden, as soon as Lallana goes further forward, there's an opportunity created. Ball up to Sturridge, laid it off, and just outside the penalty area, Lallana, when he got his shot away, it was a comfortable save for Fabianski, but last, I think it's the first save either goalkeeper's had to make so far.
Here's Routledge, right side of the penalty area, crosses in towards Gomis, heads across goal, it's steered away by Skirtle. Gylfi Sigurdsson misses the volley, and it's cleared then by Mamadou Sakho to the halfway line. Now Liverpool on the counter-attack with Coutinho, and he's stopped by Key. Well, you mentioned the chance on goal at the Swansea end, but Swansea themselves have had more imposing positions, haven't they, Neil?
Well, they've had more pressure in and around our goal, but I haven't tested him, you know. I feel as though when the ball has been coming in, we've dealt with everything that has been coming in. You know, Martin Skirtle on that occasion positioning himself really well. Joe Allen, a couple of vital last-ditch tackles, but Swansea are certainly putting more pressure on our goal, but as yet haven't tested Mignolet.
Williams playing it out along the floor, left-hand side, chip forward by Neil Taylor. Key rushes onwards to get that ball, maybe a bit fortunate. He's got a runner on his left side and Gylfi Sigurdsson still Key with it, rolls it in towards Routledge, back to Key again, breaks down, but then Shelvey finds it in towards Gomis in the penalty area. Gomis has lost it, Sigurdsson chases, keeper's there first. Oh, and the fingertips of the keeper, Simon Mignolet, scrape that away from Gylfi Sigurdsson. all Swansea. And they've had several of those moments that have made you feel really nervous. Chase from Routledge, keeper comes out. First to it is Mignolet. It's clearance ball to the halfway line, stopped by Swansea, and then just delicately controlled and laid back by Jack Cork. In the midfield, Shelvey and Key. Key rolls it up to Gomez. Gomez to Routledge. Breaking through is Gomez, edge of the area. Gomez! Brilliant stop! Right-handed by the keeper, Simon Mignolet. I think he took that shot quicker than Mignolet might have expected, but it was going into the goal in the left-hand corner. And he's so big, isn't he? His frame's massive, Mignolet. And he just got an arm out to stop it. Well, Swansea try and follow that up with Key on the left. Key rolls it into Sigurdsson. Sigurdsson then beaten off possession by Coutinho, who rushes out, evades the first challenge of Cork, keeps going, does Coutinho, and then a touch by Jonjoe Shelvey takes it away before they mop it up again.
Oh, what a
big
save.
Stop, not the first time this season he's done it.
Brilliant save, Steve, it really was. Good link-up play from Swansea. Gomez and Routledge, he's in on goal, takes it early from the edge of the penalty area, strikes it so well, certainly going to go into that bottom corner. Mignolet, full stretch, gets his right hand to it, a strong right hand as well to clear the danger. That was a really important save to keep the score lines at 0-0, because I thought that was going to be the opening goal there. Gomez struck it so well.
Taylor cuts in field, past Emre Can. Skirtle can't decide whether to come to him or not. Gylfi Sigurdsson does well, turns, curls, and puts the ball over the top of the crossbar. Excellent Swansea were there, and Gylfi Sigurdsson just did too much, and that ball flew over the Liverpool crossbar, yet again creating an opening.
Yeah, they're getting in down this left-hand side, Neil Taylor. Picked out Sigurdsson, neat little turn just inside the area, just trying to bend it into the far corner. Thankfully, he got it wrong. It was over the top. I think the concern has to be the amount of space that we are leaving with this back three formation, because the wing-backs getting caught further up, certainly Raheem Sterling, down this right-hand side. That's where Swansea have had a lot of the joy, down this left-hand side. Routledge certainly identified that space, and he's getting a lot of joy from it.
Dribbling with the ball is Carl Norton on the right wing. Gives to Shelvey, and then getting involved is Routledge. Once more, they have it on that right byline, halfway in the Liverpool half. Routledge with it. He's quick, and he gets round the back of the fullback. Henderson tries to follow him. Routledge crosses in there. Key misses the header. Comes to the edge of the box. It's Gomez. His shot strikes his man. Sigurdsson! Oh, that's another worldie of a save by that man, Simon Mignolet. Second of the game. Again outstretched to the other side this time. It was curling its way in. Whole body off the ground from Simon Mignolet, and he's palmed that out for a corner.
Oh, it's even better than the first save. This time to his left-hand side. Sigurdsson trying to bend it into the far corner. Mignolet manages to get over to his left-hand side, make the save. Keep from Chan's poor header, though. Poor headed clearance to the edge of the area. Gave that chance for Sigurdsson.
Remains 0-0. Swansea corner from the right. Low on the floor. Shelvey! Well, you heard what the crowd thought round here. They felt that Shelvey had connected and it was going in top corner. And I'm not sure anyone in that Liverpool penalty area could do anything about that. But it's narrowly missed the target. And it's come off someone and gone out for a corner kick on the left-hand side. Well, that was a clever corner played along the floor. It's very nearly unwrapped the Liverpool defence.
It was going in. Clever from Swansea. We just switched off from the set piece. Really are on the ropes, holding on here at the moment. Swansea having a really good spell looking for this opening goal.
Referee wants to talk to a crowd of them near the penalty spot at the moment. Sterling, Williams, Jordi Amat. Corner kick from Sigurdsson into the box, headed away. It'll drop to Sturridge inside his own penalty area. He's chipped it clear. He's given Sacco a heck of a work to do to get there, but instead it's just played back by Kyle Norton to his keeper Fabianski. Swansea got a throw-in on the right-hand side. I think they'll be happy with a 0-0 scoreline at half-time. Whistle blows by Roger East. Well, you might wonder quite how they survived that. They didn't really show the quality that's been so abundant since the start of 2015. Swansea players will go in wondering how they're not ahead in the game, but 0-0 it is at the break. Neil Mellor.
Yeah, I think we'll be the relief team going in at half-time that it is still 0-0. Disappointing first half performance from Liverpool. Credit to Swansea, they were the better side, and thankfully Mignolet's been called upon, and One down to his right-hand side, one across to his left-hand side. Two huge moments. We need more. We need more going forward. You know, we've given the ball away a little bit sloppy on occasions, haven't moved it quick enough. And, you know, we've got the attacking players out there. We need to get them more involved and create some opportunities. Ask this Swansea defence more questions, because first half, we didn't.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Had an accident? Let them tackle your claim. HampsonHughes.com.
And a warm welcome back to the Liberty Stadium. Some of the Liverpool players just coming out. They're ready to get involved in the second half. Swansea now follow them. Liverpool need a dramatic turnaround in terms of attitude, quality. They've not shown too much from that first 45. I was discussing it with Neil during the break. A few people have been tweeting us in saying, you know, Daniel Sturridge is a player who needs to be changed. He's ineffective. He's dropping too deep at the moment. But Sturridge is coming back on for the second half of this game. What would you do, Neil, to liven up this Liverpool side?
Well, since he's changed it, he's almost accommodated our lineup, our back three to fit Daniel Sturridge into the team, you know. And obviously one of the players who's had to accommodate for that has been Raheem Sterling, operating as a wing back. And we haven't looked an attacking threat, you know. I thought when Daniel Sturridge was fit, available again, playing, we would create more opportunities. It's, you know, this evening we barely created an opportunity. We have to be brave enough getting forward and start asking this Swansea defence more questions. If you're not going to run in behind, it's quite easy to defend against. If you've got pace like Raheem Sterling, Daniel Sturridge do have, they've got to run in behind this defence and start asking them more questions. Otherwise Swansea are going to be comfortable defending.
So Liverpool shooting towards their travelling fans in the second half of the game, so right to left they go. Swansea have possession at the moment. It's Routledge, just a short touch by him is weak, and Liverpool capitalise on it. Gomez ready to come on. I never noticed this, but they've started with 10 men, and now he comes back on the field. Ball's up towards him. Skirtle steps in there and punches a header out of play, and it will be a throw-in for Swansea on the right side.
40 seconds Swansea started that second half with 10 men. It's embarrassing, isn't it?
Gomez, what happened? Was he down the tunnel?
Gomez, he's had 15 minutes to speak to the manager, get ready for the second half, and he misses 40 seconds of the second half. You know, that's unprofessional for me. For whatever reason, he was not out there when the second half started.
Now Liverpool start with Chan on the right. Ball down the right wing for Raheem Sterling. Sterling with a couple of step-overs. Now attacking Taylor again. Just gets a yard or two ahead of him with the pace. Gets round to the dead ball line, flicks it in low, but Ashley Williams read it, turned it out for the corner. Well, I mentioned a moment or two ago, it's one area of real progress for Liverpool. Raheem Sterling on the right side.
Being positive. Early parts of the second half, Sterling just going for it, trying to get past the fullback rather than looking for the pass and then looking for a cross when he's got past the fullback. Swansea defending well.
Liverpool corner, right hand side. Jordan Henderson spots the ball down in the quadrant. Out swinger and a high one as well, very high. Skirtle went up for it. Came out to Allen, who heads it into the area. Ashley Williams then heads away. Sigurdsson trying to back into his man. Nearly ended up with Lallana, teed it off for Henderson, who fires right across the goal mouth and it's come off Swansea legs and gone for a corner. Ashley Williams goes ballistic at the thought, but Henderson appealed straight away. Coutinho tees this corner up. Left-hand side. Caught by Fabianski. Gets to the edge of his area, it won't make a quick throw out.
So frustrating when a corner comes in and the goalkeeper's completely unopposed, can run 5-6 yards and catch the ball like that. Really is frustrating.
Ball knocked back by Jack Cork to his keeper. Liverpool with it on the right side. Emre Can down the right wing, controlled by Sturridge. Can he create something in a game where he's not had much, where he's fed a lovely through ball in towards Sterling. Sterling back towards Coutinho, and that's saved at the near post by Fabianski. Massive big moment for Liverpool, where Coutinho very nearly found the corner of the net. Daniel Sturridge, wonderful reverse ball, fed back towards Coutinho, whose actual shot wasn't going on target, but it was only narrowly wide and touched out by the keeper. Oh, it was going on target, just in the replay, sorry.
Good save, really good save from Fabianski.
Corner now taken. Gomez jumps in and heads away to Routledge. Lallana Short free kick to Coutinho. Coutinho inside the Swansea half. Plays it down the left line for Lallana. Chips it into the box. Moreno. He's trying to tee it up, but Jonjo Shelvey gets a vital toe in there. Picked up by Sterling. Far side. Wrapped it back into the box. Henderson arrives. Swansea legs get in the way. And eventually Ashley Williams crunches that out. And it will be a throw-in for Liverpool.
Yeah, almost an opportunity. Couldn't quite get the shot away. Too many Swansea bodies just in the way before the shot was eventually taken.
Better from Liverpool, though. Taylor using Key again near the halfway line, but rushing into the back of him is Chan. Now Gerrard helping fill a hole there and giving Liverpool an option to rush forward with Coutinho. Him to Sterling. Sterling 30 yards from goal, closing that gap even further. Allen then to Lallana, who's on the left side of the penalty area. Lallana goes towards the dead ball line, tees it back, and that's a shot from Joe Allen, which is stopped by the keeper, Fabianski. Better from Liverpool, certainly improvement.
Yeah, he was tested there, Fabianski. Just had to make the save, prodded it forward. Joe Allen does well to get forward. Had support to the attack. Adam Lallana down the left-hand side, getting the ball across for Joe Allen to get the effort at goal, but better from Liverpool.
Now played back in towards Martin Skrtel once more. Liverpool starting this game 5 points behind Manchester United, who are in fourth in the Premier League. Just to take something out of the game would be crucial, and then make sure they win on Sunday. And here's the ball coming through. Henderson's trying to drive.
Yes!
Relentless from Jordan Henderson. He gambled with the run. The clearance from the Swansea player bounced off him. And the ball bounced off Henderson and right past the keeper, Fabianski. Well, determination paid dividends for Liverpool's vice-captain. And in a game where they've been under the cosh for so long, Jordan Henderson has put Liverpool in front. He gambled with the run. The Swansea defender came across, clipped it off Henderson himself, and there was nothing Fabianski could do to stop that one. Swansea 0, Liverpool 1.
Well, he got a huge slice of luck there, Jordan Henderson, brave enough to run in behind this Swansea defence. And Matt was trying to clear the ball. All he can do is clear the ball onto Jordan Henderson. He's rewarded for that brave run in behind the Swansea defence. Fabianski's got no chance, just bounces, loops over him. And that's reward if you're going to make runs in behind this Swansea defence. Yes, a lucky goal. Sometimes you need that little bit of luck. Jordan Henderson got it there.
Coutinho then shapes it on for Lallana, who picks up left wing, pushing back his man all the time, Carl Norton, to the edge of the box. Shot by Coutinho, took a deflection, drops towards Joe Allen, left edge of the penalty area. Chips it out for Coutinho. Oh, it's going somewhere! It's just gone over the top of the crossbar. Coutinho, the position he loves, sort of left-hand side of the penalty area, just on the edge of the box. Couple of seconds to calculate the swerve and the dip, and he just couldn't quite get it in the top corner.
Wasn't far away at all, Fabianski. He was concerned. Can't give someone like Coutinho that sort of time and space outside the area.
Liverpool again on the right wing. Sturridge chips that ball into the box. Sterling can make it two. Oh, he's missed it. Fluff the lines, great opportunity. Raheem Sterling, he knows it as well. Daniel Sturridge fed him to perfection, but Raheem Sterling maybe just snatched at that one. Left foot of Sturridge flicked it over the top of the defender, and he did, he snatched it.
That's what Liverpool have done better, running in behind this Swansea defence. That time it was Raheem Sterling, good ball from Sturridge. Just got a little bit too much on it, just trying to lift it over Fabianski as he was running out to try and put him under pressure. But again, it's better from Liverpool running in behind this Swansea defence.
Jack Cork switches it over to the left side. Oh, well, missing the header was Emre Can, and he's actually glanced it into touch for a Swansea throw-in. Taken quickly towards Neil Taylor, back to Montero. He's crossed it in as Montero. Gerrard meets it with a header away. This should be comfortable for Henderson to clear. He's chipped it down the line. They're still onside. It's two against one. That ball should be played in by Lallana to Sturridge. Sturridge edge of the box. He might just find Liverpool second. And a finishing goal. It's hit the post. That was almost it. Didn't quite manage to work its way inside the post. And Sturridge made the run up to the other end of the field, but just couldn't convert that. Cleared away by Swansea, over the halfway line, up in the jump, runs through Gomis, and then met by, it was awkward off Allen, dropped back towards Emnes, fights for it, header eventually drops to Dyer on the right-hand side. Dyer against Allen. Allen stamps right into him and forces the ball out into touch. Thrown for Swansea. Well, vast parts of the stadium have now cleared as Norton feeds this up forward, looking to find it through for Gomez. It doesn't. Liverpool are staunch in their defence. Referee not quite looking at the watch. Now he takes a glance and now he blows the whistle, and now Liverpool are just 2 points behind Manchester United, who they face on Sunday in the Barclays Premier League. Well, as if that game wasn't big enough, Sunday will be absolutely huge. It's a chance for Liverpool to move into the Champions League places if they can beat Manchester United. But they've earned that platform after beating Swansea by a goal to nil tonight. An awful first half performance, some real luck in the way they scored their goal, but also tenacity in chasing down by Jordan Henderson. And Liverpool take 3 points from the Liberty Stadium. It's Swansea 0, Liverpool 1. Neil Mellor.
Superb, superb to get all 3 points this evening, because it wasn't an impressive performance at all from Liverpool. You know, Swansea certainly dominated the game in large spells. First half in particular, Mignolet making two vital saves. Liverpool were better second half, resilient, stayed in the game, but you know, we've seen Liverpool perform a lot better this season. But the most important thing was to get the 3 points. You know, this was a tough game. You know, it's been a long period since our last game. Maintain the momentum. Now we can go into that huge game on Sunday against Manchester United, maintaining that momentum after another positive performance and another clean sheet as well. You know, the lads defended extremely well. I don't think Swansea created anything in that second half. We limited them to next to nothing because of the way Liverpool defended in that second half. Steven Gerrard coming on as a sub certainly helped, but those back three again were superb, protecting Mignolet.
Listen, lots of games, January, February, March, lots of games where Liverpool have won with a touch of class, a bit of a swagger about them. They've done it in a different way today, Neil.
Some people will say it's an ugly win, but if we want to achieve what we want to achieve this season, which is a top four position, then sometimes you have to be ugly. You know, the result at Southampton, we certainly had lucky moments in that game. We got the 3 points. Burnley, another away performance, wasn't great, but we're getting the 3 points, resilient performances, and we're keeping clean sheets in the same process. That was something we struggled to do at the start of the season, maintaining, getting clean sheets consistently. Six games, six away Premier League games. That's quite incredible that this group of players have achieved, and that's fantastic. And when you've got players in the final third that can make things happen, you're always going to have an opportunity to win games. Today we got a huge slice of luck, but Jordan Henderson, he's brave enough to run in behind that Swansea defence, and you know, it's a fantastic 3 points.
And of course it sets the weekend up to be an absolute blockbuster, as if it wasn't already. I just said that a moment or two ago, but you know, you think what rides on a Liverpool-Manchester United match, and you think how that's set the occasion up now.
Oh, huge. It was always going to be huge. Even if we'd have been beaten here tonight, 5 points isn't the biggest gap to have made up, because if we beat United on Sunday, it would have closed. Now, all of a sudden, with it being 2 points, the incentive is we can be in the top four Sunday evening if we beat Manchester United. We always know what these games are about. We've been better than United this season. They've been a little bit fortunate to be in the position they are. Now it's an opportunity for us to go there on Sunday at home in front of our home supporters and show United why we are better than them.
And given what we've seen tonight, and given how United played this weekend, Liverpool are going to have to play better at the weekend against Manchester United to get that victory, you would have thought.
I think we will certainly perform better. You know, away from home it is difficult. We knew Swansea, they're a little bit of an inconsistent side here at home. They've had some fantastic results, beating United, Arsenal, but found it difficult against other teams. But today, we were resilient. You know, we defended as a team. There's a real team togetherness and team spirit about Liverpool at the moment. When you've got that sort of togetherness, you can win things, you can achieve things. Top four, certainly achievable this season, and that trophy of the FA Cup as well. These will be the memorable performances where you think, wasn't great, wasn't pretty out there tonight, but do you know what? We got the 3 points. That's what you're in football to do, to win games and get the 3 points when you're not at your best.
Post-match.
It was a wonderful demonstration of the character and resilience in the team. Especially how we played first half. The system that we play, you know, any system you play in the game is doesn't work unless you have that sort of ability to work, and we just weren't anywhere near it first half. But that resilience and character that you talk about kept us in the game. And we knew we were going to be better in the second half. We changed the structure of the team a little bit. And then I thought second half we really dominated the game.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.